Nebula episode 27.
Oh, hello, 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 hello. Boom. Indian. It's alright, it's not the kind that you get in trouble for being racist about. We're fine.
No, it's just the kind that had their land stolen.
Yeah, exactly. It's the Americans that can't do the Indian stuff.
No, I mean, they can name American football teams after them, but they can't do impressions of them.
But we can.
Did you watch the Super Bowl?
No.
I didn't, but I used a big bowl to drink my tea out of, and that was my Super Bowl.
Lovely, lovely stuff. This year, I didn't really... Every year, it's always a massive thing, but this year, it didn't seem to be that big.
See, yeah, because I follow loads of American people on social media, so it was, like, still a big thing, but none of my English friends mentioned it this year, and usually one or two of them do.
Yeah, normally I've got a lot that do. And I do, to be fair, I do follow a lot of American people, and not many of them really. Like, I only knew it was happening, like, last week.
Did you do a touchdown as you went to bed?
Oh, yeah, obviously. But that's
touchdown your head?
I do that every night anyway, so that's fine.
You just put a hand on your left side of your face, and you, like, with great force, slam it against the pillow. Touchdown! And then you're like... Time for sleep, Lee.
Yep. That's the sort of stuff that happens in my bedtime routine. Right after I've clipped my toenails.
You're going to be a big star one day, Lee. I know I am, Lee.
Oh. I do that little bit while looking at the reflection of myself in the toilet water.
And there's a little floater in there. yeah, in my imagination, you're schizophrenic.
Well, fair enough.
Thanks.
Each to their own.
How have you been?
Yeah, I've been all right. How have you been?
Been trying to stay warm. Been using blankets. It's important this winter doesn't get me.
Why have you been cold?
No, I mean it's cold outside, I've been okay.
It's cold.
It's only like 2 degrees outside right now.
Yeah, but a couple of weeks ago it was minus.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Sorry, we're not all as hardy as Lee.
Exactly. It's bloody shorts weather 1 degree higher.
Shut up. I would like to see you in shorts. I don't think I've ever seen you in shorts. I don't know what your calves look like.
I've raised them well.
That was such a bad joke. I'm embarrassed for you.
I don't think I've seen you in shorts either, Ben, to be honest.
Maybe not. I do wear shorts a lot in the summer, but maybe not. You haven't seen me.
I'm not massive on the shorts game.
I'm shorts and Birkenstocks all summer.
I thought you were going to say shorts and Birkers then.
Yeah, I change religion during the summer and gender, apparently.
Anyway, sorry, carry on.
Yeah, so it's been cold. Still no leaves on the trees. Depressing, isn't it?
Yeah, that is a fair point. I do like leaves on trees is good, isn't it?
Yeah.
The colours are nice.
Yeah, the colours are nice. I went up to the hill the other day to take my dog for a walk.
Hill?
It's called Crickley Hill.
Okay, thank you.
It's a nice little cricket club next to it.
Oh, lovely.
Got a great view over Cheltenham and Gloucestershire, and just no leaves. It was a very bleak view, despite being a sunny day.
Oh, was it like a post-apocalyptic? I can't even talk.
Post-apocalyptic. Imagine if the apocalypse happened on Coronation Street. That's what it'd sound like. Post-apocalypse.
It would.
Do you think if the apocalypse happened, they'd bring back Coronation Street? Do you think they'd bring back TV?
This is something... Right, so... I don't know. Because you could just do it all on demand then. It gives you a full clean slate, doesn't it?
Just start again. Just redefine what TV is.
Yeah, exactly. Do you know what
Maybe...
I mean?
who do you think would be unemployed? If, so say they've survived, who do you think would be unemployed? Who do you think would be the new TV? People will have seen things. They want someone that's harder. They want someone that's going to give it to them straight.
What? Who do I want? What are you asking? Who do I want to see on telly? Who's going to run it?
In a post-apocalyptic world. You've seen things. You've seen disgusting things. You're one of the few survivors. And yeah. There's not many people left. Hopefully this person's still around. Who do you want on TV hosting the main show? The One Show, for example. Well, would you call it The One Show?
Well, for a start, Charles Bronson would be out of prison. So I think that is an amazing start.
Would you just get prisoners to host the shows?
Would I just get what, sorry?
Prisoners to host the shows.
There might be some prisoners. Not all prisoners. But I think some prisoners. Do you know what? Because they're ready for that sort of stuff. Do you know what I mean?
Maybe, so here's the angle I'm thinking. Is maybe like, to go on from what you're saying, we just get unemployed people who are currently unemployed and we give them a post-apocalyptic job. So say like the royals, the prisoners, retired people, and we say, you know what, before the apocalypse, you didn't have a job. Well done on surviving. Now you can host a light entertainment show at 7 p.m. every evening from My Entertainment.
Yeah, it's maybe. How would you sort of gauge who is good to do to like be the hosts? Then would you have to have some sort of merit system?
Yeah, during the apocalypse, you killed three of the devils. You can now host. You can now host The One Show. Or like during the apocalypse, you killed a couple zombies, fought off a vampire, and killed a dragon. Well done. Now
vampires
you get your own show.
In the apocalypse.
Hey! I don't know what the apocalypse is looking like. Is Jesus there? Who knows?
Well, it's not going to be vampires, is it?
Hey, I don't know. Maybe it's just famine. Maybe it's a really boring apocalypse.
Famine is probably the most boring apocalypse.
Yeah, because it takes 3 weeks for you to die from not having food. So it'd be like just 3 weeks of everyone being a bit grumpy, being a bit...
But no, because you'd have tin food. That would be currency then.
Oh, yeah. And if you don't have that, then you just get low blood sugar levels and you just get grumpy.
Yeah, so but... That's really good. If you genuinely just survived off tin food, because all farms and fresh food, or like all plants died off and all animals died off.
Yeah, and you've only got tin food. Oh, wow. Get me Sony's number while we've got a film on our hands.
We have got a film on our hands. Frozen stuff would work as well. Probably you can probably be all right with that.
But how has all the food, natural food, died off? Is it too hot now? Will there still be power? Will people still work at the power plant if there's no reason to? If you want to get food, why would you work at the power plant?
It's very good, isn't it? Very good point. Yeah, so if the power plant goes down, like, the manager of Iceland would obviously keep that for himself and his family. But if the power goes off, everything defrosts.
Yeah, Iceland's screwed. And exactly. I'm not just talking about the country.
Oh, nice.
It's actually made up of a lot of grass, so they'd be alright.
You'd know about Iceland, wouldn't you? Love Iceland.
I love Iceland. I think it's a great country. I'd live there if I could. You sent me a photo on Sunday of you very hungover. Are you over your hangover?
Yes, I am.
Was it... How hungover were you?
Quite. It was the most I've been for a little while.
Photo, you had like curtains and a weird... Your nose looked weird. I don't know if it's the angle that you took the photo off.
It's just hangover nose. Don't you ever get hangover nose?
Well, I don't, but...
You know, when you it just turns to like Edwards and Tubbs from League of Gentlemen.
It just goes like a pig.
Yeah, exactly. Don't you ever get that? Have you never had that?
No, I don't think I ever did have it.
When you're so hungover, your nose curls up.
No, I never had that. My hangovers would just... I don't miss hangovers. I'm not going to lie. My hangovers were awful.
That's half the fun.
What, vomiting all day?
Yeah. Oh, wait, I'll tell you what I did do this week that you will very much like.
Go on. I'll let you know on a scale of 1 to 10 how much I like it.
Right. Dickinson's real deal was in Mansfield.
9.
9. See? Very
did you go along to it?
Yeah.
Shut up. Did you see Dickinson?
Yeah. So it was...
What colour? Did he look like a mahogany wardrobe?
He's very orange, isn't he?
Is he like leather?
Well,
yeah. Because on TV, if you put on HD, it's like looking at like an old bit of leather that's been like stretched and then stretched and unstretched loads of times over a face.
It's like the creasing, you know, like leather reclining.
Sofas.
The crease bit that gets moved a lot. It's that bit.
And you know, I don't usually condone the use of Botox. I don't recommend it, and I will never have it. But for some people, Dickinson really just shove a needle in your face.
Make sure it's clean first, though. that's the truth. what was I going to say? So yeah, we took some.
Oh my god, it's snowing here. Sorry.
Breaking news.
Sorry, go back. What did you take, Dan?
Hasn't it been snowing the last few days for you?
Nothing stuck, but it's...
It's not stayed here, but the last couple of days there's been a few flurries.
We've not had much, really, but we're further south, so, you know. Exactly. Climate. Sorry, what did you take down? Did you take down a clock?
Just a load of old brass and that.
what brass did you have?
Just brass, you know. You just have brass bits, you know. You have brass,
brass candlestick holders.
Just brass and stuff. Do you know what I mean? Like,
but what would it be made into? It wouldn't have just been brass.
It's just brass. I just took a bag full of brass and said,
"Just what brass or brass?
Brass,
brass, like yeah. Like a trumpet."
Yeah, just loads of brass. And big bag, took it and they went through it. It was the, you know, the old one with glasses.
I don't know the show that well, but yes.
Oh, he was there and he was just going...
I'm more of a Flog It kind of guy, sorry.
Ooh, okay.
I'm really not. You know what show I really love? Antiques Road... not Road Show, Antiques Road Trip. That's amazing.
Oh, where they have the two dealers and...
yes, that's
my
favourite.
Oh, this guy's sometimes on that. Old guy, he's got a fairly chubby face with glasses. He looks a lot like Barry from Watford.
I do know the one.
Yeah. And he does this, it's just like... like that.
Did he shake your hand?
I can't remember. So
did he have a wet hand?
No, he had a baby wipe in it.
Limp hand.
he keeps one hand in a glove with Vaseline in it to keep it soft, like like from Mice and Men. And he said, it's probably Virgilian Maria. So I wonder if I was going to the orchard with it though.
He told you what it was, basically.
Yeah. Well,
who did you go on this with? So, your mum.
So we went. I'm just setting you the scene, man. And then we went, and then Dickinson. I saw him.
Yeah.
I saw him in the flesh, and he's just that, you know, giving it all that just. Oh, yes! Oh, cheeky so-and-so! Oh, it's all right, Bobby Dazzler! Oh, isn't she a sort, eh? Oh! Bit too young for me, though. all these things that he says. And he's just being a cheeky bugger. And he clocks me. He clocks me in the corner. And he's just like... he's doing so he comes over, he's just like, "Oh, hello, young lad, how are you today?" And we're chatting away for a bit, and then he just goes, he just goes under his breath, he just goes, "You're a man of the world, aren't you?" And say, yeah, I guess I'm a man of the world. And he says, what do you think what do you think about fresh elephant tusks? So, sorry, David.
You said the ivory trade is no more for a reason.
I just said, sorry, David. I said, you know, elephant tusks. Some of them might be rhinos. The odd one slips in. You can never be sure with my guides. And then he lifts up his jacket, and he's got it's loads of ivory in it. And I go, David, are you sure this is all right? And he goes, oh yes, it's all above board. Don't worry, I've got a good set of lawyers. And I say, who's your guy who sorts you out? And I noticed there's someone behind me sort of staring like over my shoulder, but I didn't look around because we're having he's an intimidating guy, David is to start with, and this is a very intense conversation, as you can imagine. So I say, who's your guy? And he goes, have you ever heard of a man you call Mugabe? And I say, David, are you talking about Robert Mugabe? And then all of a sudden I turn around and there's someone, it's Robert Mugabe staring at me. And he goes, oh, David, I can't believe it. You've just blown my cover. And then he just sprints out.
Do you say, oh, and then he pointed at you and went, not you again.
He just, I don't think he had a chance to even recognise who I was. He just sprinted out, like full pelt, out the shop. And then David, he does his jacket up and then goes, right, lads, get rid of him. He's not one of us. Go on, get rid of him. Go on. And I get carried out with these two security guards. And then they kept my bag of brass as well. They wouldn't let me back in.
So they didn't take you to auction?
No, well, I don't know where it's gone. They've got a bag of my brass. And Robert Mugabe probably scarpered with it, didn't he? He's gone. He's still in Mansfield somewhere, apparently, by the looks of it.
It's just upsetting to hear that.
And David Dickinson's and Robert Mugabe are trading ivory together. How do you feel about that?
I feel we should report that to the police.
Yeah.
I'm not a dobber, but I don't know. I don't think that's okay.
No, I don't either. I can't believe it.
Well, should we start the show?
Yeah,
On that quite odd note.
Yeah.
Is it a deal? It's Nabil.
I'll give you what? The real deal. It's Nabil.
Welcome to show. Woo, theme tune. Keith Lemon phoned me up and said it's fucking unacceptable that Lemon La Vida Loca wasn't nominated for an Oscar. And I told him, you know what, it's true.
You told him it was true?
I think it should have been nominated. Like, well, the bit in the film where he puts a lemon on the back of a phone, hysterical. Have you seen that film?
No.
It's so bad.
I'm putting a You didn't really advertise it very well when you said the best bit's when he puts a lemon on a phone.
That actually happens. Also, Kelly Brook gets naked, but you don't see anything.
Oh.
He comes all over himself. It's disgusting.
Oh. Oh.
I've got a letter if you want it.
Go on then, we'll have a letter.
Dear Nabil, it's Brian McFadden here. Not that one.
Oh, yes, our friend Brian McFadden from the theories from... Was it Wigan Rambling Society?
Yeah, and he's got back in touch to let us know what's what.
I remember the chap.
Although initially disappointed to hear you read out my letter, despite me saying it was confidential, I was ultimately very grateful, as it managed to attract a new audience to the truth. I mean, yeah, I don't know who that new audience is, but hello, listeners.
Right,
As requested, I've linked the facts to why I believe this morning is actually a secret front, public front to Westminster child labour camps.
Right, go on then.
Firstly, was the Edwina Curry egg crisis. On this morning, they regularly cook with eggs, as eggs are a staple ingredient of food, which links into point two about Philip Schofield, who has white hair like Gandalf from Lord of the Rings. This proves that Philip Schofield has been aging quicker than others due to his high egg diet. Edwina Curry declared eggs were unsafe to eat, so that he could eat more of them. Same goes for Eamon Holmes, who also has white hair. I'm struggling to follow that.
No, so let's get this straight. So Edwina Curry says,
don't eat eggs; they've got salmonella.
So everyone... Philip Schofield and Eamon Holmes eat more eggs, and their hair goes white.
Yeah, and I guess they're wiser, older, and wiser. I don't know. Than everyone else, but I don't really get why that's helping their labour camps. Maybe that they're the brains behind the operation and they needed the eggs for brain power to run it.
Maybe, but I think a massive flaw in this is that was in 1988 and Eamon Holmes and Philip Schofield have only been doing this morning since the noughties.
Well, maybe they thought, oh, we need to prime them up ready.
Maybe, but Philip Schofield did have coloured hair until, like... 1999 or something like that.
Yeah, but he went from being a Radio 1 DJ, cool and young, to being on This Morning.
Cool and young, but with grey hair. No, I think, I still think that those are rubbish links.
I do too. I'm on your side, Lee.
There might be more. What, is there more?
There's only one more, and it says, I hope this clears it up. Also, Rylan was one of the child labourers, but he got too tall and weird, so they gave him a job on This Morning instead. That kind of works.
I can believe that.
But not as good as the others. It's still, that's probably the more believable one.
Yeah. But I'm sorry, Brian McFadden, not that one, from Wigan Rambling Society. I don't believe you.
It finishes, thanks for your time, hopefully you now believe me. Brian McFadden. That's a bit awkward.
Oh, sorry about that, Brian.
That doesn't clear it up, does it? It's
no,
not very helpful.
It doesn't.
I'm not happy. I'm not satisfied.
I agree. I'm not satisfied either.
Brian, if I'd gone to Iceland and I'd paid for that, I would ask for a refund.
Yeah, definitely. Brian McFadden, not that one. Please get back in touch and talk to us. Give us further evidence, because we've pulled your facts apart like pulled pork.
Have you ever known anyone with a famous person's name, but not that one?
Tito Jackson.
This one's genuine. There was a kid at my school who was 4 years younger than me, and he was called Harry Potter. Not
really?
Even joking.
Thinking about it, there's got to be someone. I'm sure there is.
Called what?
I don't know. I must know some. This is something I'd like to think about.
Because, yeah, the Harry Potter, though, he when he first got Facebook, when he was, like, 13 or whatever, they wouldn't let him use Harry Potter because they didn't think it was his name, so he had to be called Hazza Potter.
Oh, bless him.
They said, we think you're using a fake name, and he was like, no. But the thing is, like, he would have been, I don't know, what year was this? I think he was born in 2000, so there was at least one of the books out, so it's all a bit suspect that his mum didn't know.
I guess.
Maybe she didn't think it was going to be a global phenomenon.
Yeah, because you could have probably... It wouldn't have been too hard to get through life without knowing anything about Harry Potter until about maybe 2005 or 6. When half the books had come out. And there was like 2 or 3 movies in. You could have probably got away with it with being blissfully unaware. Should we do vivid questions?
Yep, go for it.
Okay. When we met a few years ago, you said the internet wouldn't exist after 25 years and that would all have what would be called the mesh. Can you explain more about the mesh?
Yeah, basically, you know when you go to B&Q and you get, like, chicken wire to, like, stop chickens from getting out of a cage?
Yeah.
Basically, if you get that and you put some electric cables on the end of it, so, like, connect it to your car, get a car jack, then put the cables on the end of the wire, and then you put your face and you just go up to the mesh and you just slam your face against the wire.
Yeah.
The buzz it gives your brain, that's the mesh. That's it. Like, fuck it, I can't explain it, but that, like, do that. Go and Listeners, go and do that right now, and that's the mess.
Yeah, I think everyone should do that. That sounds really fun.
Don't complain if you get burns, but let me know what kind of crazy mind thoughts you get when you're unconscious.
That does sound really good, to be fair. Thanks for that, Ben.
Who was that?
I'll give you one guess.
I would have said it was something like David Bowie, because he was really into computers, but he's dead, so I don't know.
Will I am.
Oh my god.
Obviously.
So it's like totally dope. It's called the mesh, and like the mesh like connects us all. Dope.
He's another idiot.
Is that the vivid question then?
Yeah, did you enjoy it?
I did.
Good.
Now, Lee, you might remember last week I debuted my one-man show of Roy Walker being saved by Sean Ryder.
Yeah. Oh, God.
The Observer got in touch and they really enjoyed it.
Did they? They don't mention this podcast, but they enjoy your rendition of fucking Roy Walker getting saved by a Yorkshire Sean Ryder.
So I've got a new one man show for this week, if you want it.
What's it gonna be?
It's called Tree.
It's
called Tree, and it stars an old man and a young boy. An old woman and a young boy.
No famous people in this week.
No, it's just something I wrote.
Is it off the back of your one man show before it got such critical acclaim? People are just coming in for you now.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
They don't care about their names.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I'm gonna take it away. I'm gonna climb this tree so high. I'm almost at the top. I'm really enjoying this. I can feel the wind. I can see my house in the distance. This is amazing. Excuse me. Yes. Excuse me. You shouldn't climb up that tree. It's dangerous. What? No, it's not. Yes, it is. Look, I know it's fun. I used to be young, just like you. You were young like me? No way. Yes, back in the 1920s, I used to climb trees.
This is wank.
That sounds amazing.
Absolutely awful.
Why are you climbing up it? Well,
I hate it.
I don't have anything else to do. I don't have any family. What? You have no family?
It's gone far too long as well.
Well, I could be your family. You could be my family? Well, maybe I'll come down the tree then. Yes, come down the tree, little boy. Ah!
Oh, bugger.
Scene.
Oh, wow, that was interesting.
I don't know if you could tell with the sound effects, but at the end the boy fell from the tree and died because the old lady said it was dangerous.
Oh, that was hard hitting stuff. That was Ben.
He'd found love and he was gonna have a new family, but it just all fell apart. And that's why you shouldn't climb trees.
Yeah, no, that's fair play. I'm sure the Observer will be back in touch again.
I'm hoping I get a review from that. The week next time.
Yeah, it's quite possible. Yeah, it's quite possible.
Did you enjoy it, Lee?
I didn't stop enjoying it.
Better than last week or worse?
If anything, it probably was a bit better.
Okay, thank you. I'm working on my storytelling.
The accents were a little bit more believable.
Yeah, I think that's where I kept a bit more grounded this week. But the story was more focused, yeah, thanks.
It's all right, don't you worry. Do you want a poem to make it a bit better?
Yeah, I do. I want to hear your creativity now. I want to hear who did you learn this one from before you read it?
What do you mean, who did I learn it from?
Well, you must have got some sort of, like, what the words are in it.
Well, oh, right, so do you want me to go through every word and when I learned it?
I think it was year one I learned that. Maybe it was reception.
That one goes back to the first of July 2000. Fantastic year.
Wait, you weren't learning words till oh yeah, you are younger than me.
I would have been 4, to be fair.
Yeah, hopefully you will learn a couple words by then.
Right, do you want, I'll just.
Just go for it. Sorry,
I'm a student of the greats, mate. So.
I'm a student of life.
Right.
Okay. Every time I walk through the street, I'm like, just learning.
I have. I wrote this down because I've got them in my phone, and I wrote this down on paper. And reworded bits on paper, so I don't know how well it flows together now.
Can you do the intro like a poet would do at a reading? I wrote this poem when I was thinking about, or when I was going through a tough time in my life.
Oh, yeah, this one has got a bit of So, at the minute, obviously, there's the news about women not getting paid as much at the BBC, and this is just a big feminist movement that happened, starting a feminist movement that happened in a certain part of the UK. Is that?
Yep.
It tells a nice little story. Okay. Karen never let her type 2 diabetes get the better of her. So she became the first female bingo caller in the West Midlands.
I feel like I'm hearing a painter at work. I just hear like with each brush stroke of a word is a new story being formed.
Exactly. I am Salvador Dali.
You're very much the Salvador Dali of our times.
Salvador Dali, sorry.
But with poetry.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I'm not going to do Cadbury's adverts.
I still think that's pretty cool, though.
You would. Bloody.
That's why Noel agreed to do Great British Bake Off.
Was it?
Yeah, he said, well, Salvador Dali did Cadbury's adverts, so why can't I do Bake Off? It's funny.
Do you want wrong answers only, then? And then we'll bugger off.
Yeah, sounds good.
Wrong answers only. True or false? Some people watch the Super Bowl for the actual football.
False. Oh. That's the thing. Most people that watch American football is so slow. Why would you watch it for the football? It's boring.
Exactly.
The only reason people watch is for the adverts. So you get your movie trailers for the next year. Yeah, and you get your halftime performance, although this year was shit.
Yeah, exactly. That's probably why I haven't heard that much about it, because Justin Timberlake's fairly underwhelming, and he's not. If it was like 3 years ago, Justin Timberlake, now we're talking. But now.
Just looks old.
Yeah, exactly. You might as well have bloody, I don't know, Albert Humperdinck doing it or someone.
You know who I think would have been really good? Bruno Mars. Just like high energy, quick.
He's done it straight before. Like twice.
Yeah, I know. So's Justin Timberlake.
Has he?
Yeah, he did it with Janet Jackson when Nipplegate happened.
Oh, yes! I forgot about that.
Yeah.
That happened. Name a lost cartoon classic.
Woody Woodpecker. Actually, that's a good answer.
Yeah, that is quite a good answer.
Wrong answers only. I don't know. What was a shit cartoon? Oh, did you ever watch Super Duper Sumos?
I did.
Super Duper Sumos.
I forgot all about that. That was lovely. Thanks, Ben. That was a nice memory.
Nostalgia.
Yeah, it's like I'm sat here with Peter Kay.
Did you ever watch Super Duper Sumos?
I remember when you were a kid and you used to sit in front of the Sorry, what? Salad.
I thought it was from Bolton.
What?
I thought it was from Bolton, not from like the back and beyond.
It's just a northern comic, isn't it? Three. Jim Henderson created the Muppets to hide something. What was he hiding?
His drugs and every single puppet.
No, his hand. You fucking idiot.
Oh, I thought it was wrong answers only, mate.
That was a nice episode. It had peaks and troughs.
Yeah, I think a peak was my one-man show. A trough was the theme tune.
Yeah, it was.
We never get any feedback on the theme tune. I've had one person say the music sounds great, really suits the show, but no one else ever mentions the theme tune.
They don't, thinking about it.
What do you think of the theme tune?
It works.
Okay.
I mean, it's not as good as Only Fools and Horses, is it?
If it had lyrics, what would those lyrics be?
No income tax, no VAT. No, that's Only Fools and Horses again.
Would it be like something like, I think, to be fair, if they hadn't used it already for Golden Girls, that would have been the perfect theme tune.
Maybe. I don't know. Let me think about the lyrics. Then.
Thank you for being a friend. See, that isn't that the perfect theme tune? But they only went and used it for Golden Girls 30 years ago.
Oh, that's ridiculous, isn't it? How bastards. Inconsiderate.
Yeah. Fuck you, Betty White. Do you think if we wrote to her, she'd let us use it?
I don't know. Should we try?
She's 95 now or something stupid. So she'd probably be like, yeah, all right.
Yeah, she's rich enough.
Yeah. She's still living on, like, Golden Girls money. It wasn't called Golden Girls for nothing. It was nothing to do with their age. It's the dollar bills that she's earned.
Yeah, exactly. She's sat on them fat stacks.
She's sat on a golden throne right now.
Right, anyway, on that Sorry, yeah. On that beautiful image, I'll... goodbye, see ya. Ta-ta.
Bid so long, farewell. Thank you for being a friend.
Bye.